All right, welcome back, everyone. We are speaking with Dr. Craig Albert, and I was curious, Dr. Albert, when it comes to this whole issue of the fact that, you know, we need to have sometimes anyway these multilateral as opposed to or just bilateral discussions with these countries. How would it possibly impact international relations if President Trump were to convince President Macron to go ahead and really tighten the loose, agree to walk away from this previous agreement with Iran and do something totally different without the green light from the rest of the world?
I mean, it sends a that's a great question. So it depends. It's not a simple answer. The United States, in my opinion, in my academic opinion, is the global superpower. We still are. We've been that way since, you know, the end of World War II, and certainly since the fall of the Soviet Union. We are almost untouchable when it comes to power indices. Our power parity is greatly far past any other actor in the system. With that, so we can do what we want to do is what I'm trying to say. The problem with that is you face blowback with anything that you do. So if we try to act the way our power says we can act, you could encourage the world to balance against you. So it's like if you're a bully on the playground, you pick on everybody. Yeah. That might work until one day they all realize that they can come up against you. Mm-hmm. So you want to prevent that from happening by engaging in multilateralism and by having international community behind you. With that said, you know, we'll take coalition of the willings when we have to. So when President George W. Bush went to Iraq, we only went with, you know, a couple dozen allies, mm-hmm. versus when his father went to Iraq, George H.W. Bush, you know, everybody was on his side except for Saddam Hussein. So it's a complicated answer, but you can cause unintended consequences that could damage the reputation of the United States.
And that we don't need, especially in light of the fact that we really were recovering from a damaged image and damaged reputation relations when President Obama took over. We don't need to go back to where we were pre-President Obama.
I'll play devil's advocate on that. Machiavelli says, you ought to strive to be respected and feared, because then your enemies won't do anything against you. Under President George W. Bush, we were feared, we were not respected, we were not loved, is another way you could translate that. Under President Obama, we were loved, we were respected for his diplomacy, we were not feared. Certain actors, especially Russia, took President Obama's new style of negotiation and hope and optimism as weakness. Mm-hmm. President Obama didn't intend that. He wanted to try to start new negotiations and make the world a better place. I believe that. President Putin said, that's weakness, and I'm going to take advantage of it. So we're no longer respected or feared in that instance. So President Trump says, the easiest thing for me to do is to make us be feared again. And that way we can make North Korea, Russia, Iran back down.
And that's a great point. In fact, when we come together the next time, can we talk about the U.S.-Russia relations, which largely has to do with Trump-Putin relations.
Yes, absolutely.
Till next time, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Albert. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to WTHB, 1550 AM Augusta, a Perry Broadcasting Station.
And everyone, I know you didn't hear this if you were listening to the live broadcast. We didn't share this part, but I want to remind you all that on Monday, I'll be speaking with the lady whose lovely voice you're hearing now, Dayan Lynette. Song title is Moving In Me.
Every day, then I wake up, it's because of you. And every test and trial that I overcame.
She can really sing. Monday, 1 o'clock. She's our guest. Till then, have a good one.